608, and glad Friday's here. 104.9 Work FM. Jay from the work crew in studio, and down the way in the building is Brownie celebrating 50 years in radio today. We are going live to the Work FM conference room where Brownie is standing by. He'll soon be having special guests. Brownie, 50 years, my man. What are you thinking?
Wow, I'm absolutely stunned. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. It is a yay Friday, and it just kind of blows my mind, and I cannot believe all the effort that the gang here at the radio station. There are streamers and banners and pictures and everything else around here. This is wild.
104.9 Work FM. Jay from the work crew and the Eagles at 620. Special day, Brownie, 50 years of radio today. Hashtag Brownie50 on Twitter. And right now on Facebook, you can post on our wall a special memory of Brownie. One reminder, roads are a little bit slick this morning. It is lightly snowing. They are dust covered. That's straight from Mayor Dennis Tyler's mouth. He is our first guest this morning, Brownie.
Straight from
this. This is just wild. Mayor Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brownie.
I really appreciate you coming out. It's awfully nice. Jay told me I had a special guest coming. He said, I wonder who it will be. And I figured it probably would be Jay Chapman, our owner. And here you come walking in. It's like, Dennis, I thought you had more sense to get up this early.
Oh, hey, for you, old buddy, anything. We've been friends for many years.
We sure have. We sure have. And we were talking about, Dennis and I were talking about the blizzard of 78. You were on the fire department.
I sure was.
You had your share of adventures, and I was working at WLBC.
Yeah.
And you were some of the guys, you involved in some of the law enforcement people with driving snowmobiles and taking medicine and food and things to those of us stranded in radio stations.
yes, we were. And I'll tell you, the biggest challenge was getting to work radio out there on 03.
Oh, yeah.
Back in. It was just horrible.
We
didn't have a lot of the clothing in that we had
today.
And snow blindness, and we even had snowmobiles that were shutting down that it was so darn bad.
That's amazing. You know? How many years were you on the department, Dennis?
42 and a half years.
42 and a half.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, you had a passion for it, too. So.
Yeah, yeah, and just like you had a passion for entertainment.
Yeah.
What you're doing today, Brownie.
You know, it's funny because Jay Garrison, when I walked in this morning, he asked me how it felt to have been doing this for 50 years. And I really had to struggle to put it into words because it doesn't seem like 50.
Yeah.
It seemed like it's been 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, when you're enjoying something as much as I think you and I have,
mm-hmm.
And both of it in a way has been some type of public service.
Yeah,
you don't feel that age when you're doing it.
No, you really don't.
Yeah, when you'll feel the age is when you walk out the door.
That's true.
Yeah. That's when you'll feel the age. So don't walk out the door, brother.
We
want to keep you for a long time.
Yeah. Well, unless you guys know something I don't. I'm not, I was teasing Jay this morning, Jay Garrison again.
Uh-huh.
When I walked in, he was already here and had all this stuff, all these decorations and so on. And I said, is this the first strap of my golden parachute?
You know? Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, there's some things that's be said about the golden years,
yeah.
And then there's some things we don't need to say about
that's
the golden
right.
years.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. Well, I really appreciate you coming out, Dennis.
Thanks for having me, and again, great friend over the years, and your wife's special, too, and wish you well for us.
I appreciate that. Dennis has been a friend of mine for a long time, and we've been through a lot of stuff together, and
yeah.
we're going through, we ain't done yet, are
no,
we, Dennis?
No, sir, not even close.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brownie.
Brownie, Work FM.
Join the cause. Building hope for a...
648, 104.9, Work FM, and Belinda Carlisle. Jay from the work crew in studio today. We're celebrating 50 years for Brownie in radio. He is standing by in the building, down the hall with his next special guest.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. And I've got one of my good buddies and somebody I've done business with for years. But you're a friend before a business buddy, Mr. Steve Gaddis. How are you, bud?
I am perfect this morning, Brownie. How are you?
I'm great. I really appreciate you coming out. I know what your schedule is, and I know normally that you would be rolling out about now.
That's about right. Hey, first, before we go any further, congratulations on 50 years.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
That's kind of a milestone, isn't it?
Yeah, it really, really is. And you guys are into, what, 41 years now at the
41 years.
And when you and I first met, you were a very young pup. And then, am I the first or second person that you sold a car to?
Second, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because your dad had put you in the sales position. And I remember my older sister Janice and I came in, and you worked a deal with us, and I bought a car off of you.
Yeah, you sure did. It was that was quite a day.
Yeah, it was.
As I remember it, that little car was white, wasn't it?
Yep, little white car with red and black trims, a little Oldsmobile Starfire or something like that. Yep. I ended up driving that car in North Carolina when I got a job down there.
Really?
Yeah. So it's in some junkyard in North Carolina.
I'm sure of that by now. By now, we were talking just a little bit ago that back that day when he came in, he had this. He had a 70s porn star stash.
That's what he told me. He said, you remembered about me was I had my porn mustache.
Yeah, well, you know, we remember people for different things, I guess.
No. And see, what I remember from you was your shock of blonde, almost white hair that you had that you kind of combed over to the side.
Well,
you
know, and that was when I still had hair.
So, you know, the thing of it is, it's like when Mayor Tyler was in here. He was a fireman for like 42, 43 years. And we were talking about when you do something for a long period of time, and you've done this for 40-some years now. It doesn't seem like it, does it, when you enjoy it?
No. It's not, no. It seems like maybe 5 years.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah, it really is. But it's enjoyable today, and I still love coming down and chatting with you and having fun. So
weird. Was it yesterday or day before you were
there?
Yeah.
And so just to swing in, and basically I tell Steve, he says, what do you need? I just came in to aggravate you for a while.
That's always fine with me.
It's fine. And Steve and I, I'm going to give a secret here. Steve, Brian Maddox, our news guy, and I have this thing that we have had for years, and it just knocks people over, is that we have this kind of contest when we see each other. It's who can flip the other one off first.
that is kind of fun.
It is fun.
Especially when your back's turned and I can knock on the glass.
Yeah, turn around and look, and there he goes, oh, you got me. That's great. Steve, I really appreciate you coming out.
Oh, man, I wouldn't miss this for the world. I called and I said, absolutely, I'll be there.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Oh, congratulations to you, Brownie.
Well, I appreciate it. That means a lot. Listen, it is, I don't even know, what is it? It's 652 Work FM.
Did you know? 104.9 Work FM. Jay from the Work Crew again. Brownie, down the way, in the building, broadcasting as he celebrates his 50th year right now. Still talking with Mayor Dennis Tyler. More special guests scheduled throughout the morning. Right now, news from Brian Maddox.
Work FM News. WERK Muncie.
104.9 Work FM.
A Wolf Boom radio station.
Let me start my greeting with the normal way here.
Hey, how you doing? You doing all right there? What do you know there?
My buddy Mark DeFabio is here, and Mark... you had a hand in this. Mayor Tyler said that you called him yesterday, and Jay Chapman is in the house right now. But Jay, being an owner, play like you don't see him, because he gets over in the corner and he crouches down and puts his hands over his eyes and peeks through his fingers because he thinks we can't see him. So just let him stand over there.
Yeah, he told me, he said, listen, the budget's like 15 cents. Get here who you can get here. So I personally put in $20 to get some of these people here.
I wondered why I got a bagel and a piece of bazooka bubble gum.
Oh, by the way, here's your receipt. You owe me $3.95 for that bagel. 50 years.
Yeah.
50 years.
Bizarre. Isn't that wild?
It's unbelievable. I did a little research, and I did find out that you were the first one to do the original recording of Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Combo. But at that time, it was known as Rock Around the Sundial. But congratulations, Brownie. That is really, really amazing. 50 years. I wasn't even born.
I know. Unbelievable. I know. You're a mere wisp of a lad. There's one of the guys that works out here.
Yeah.
He's got a son who is now 17 or 18 years old.
Okay.
He asked his dad the other day, what do you guys call each other, disc jockeys? It made no sense to him whatsoever. It didn't compute because it's all digital and CDs. Disc jockeys meant no sense to him.
We got a guy on staff who I told him the other day. I said, oh, that's terrible. Mary Tyler Moore died. He goes, who? I said, who? That guy is who. I'll tell him who is who is.
That's like the kid that came up and told me that he heard that Paul McCartney used to be in a band before Wings. You know?
These people, have they not been paying attention?
No, I don't think so.
So, 50 years.
Yep, yep.
What's the first thing that stands out in your mind?
First thing that stands out in my mind, I think, is the fact of when I walked in and I didn't have a clue what I was supposed to do.
Business as usual.
And the thing of it is, the recently passed, God rest his soul, Al Rent, his brother Andy,
yeah,
Ron Farmer, and a guy named...
Oh, Ron. Yeah. Ron and I worked together with you. Yep. You and I and Ron worked together.
A guy named Burl Dixon that was our engineer.
Engineer.
Those guys could have... These guys were all in their mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this 19-year-old little boy who got a job because he didn't know you couldn't do that. Walk in and get a job.
Yeah.
And they could have really dusted me off. But what they did was they took me under their wing. And I remember very well Andy Rent saying, it's W, it's not W.
W.
It's was, not was. It's over there, not over. And things like that. And they took me by the hand and led me through. And what I've tried to do with that, and I'm sure I feel miserably sometimes, but I've tried to always, when I see a new guy or gal walk in, is put myself back in that place and try to make them feel comfortable with it.
And I think you've done that. You've done that for the community, and you've done it for our stations. And
everybody but you. I don't like you worth a damn.
and I know that, and I've never really paid attention to what you had to say. I'm sitting there the whole time when I found out about this, and I went, gosh darn it, couldn't we get some nursing homes to sponsor this segment? I mean, he's really close. Why don't we make some money off this?
Is that what that box of the pens is out there on my desk for? Thanks.
It's a welcome gift. That's all I can say. Brownie, we love you. We thank you so much for what you do for Muncie and what you continue to do. In 50 years, my gosh, that's just the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. No, it ain't.
Well, just a friendly reminder, it's 710. Take your pill.
All right, thanks. Work FM.
Fifth caller at 378-2096. How many years are we celebrating a Brownie in the morning on the radio? Well, not every year in the morning. In fact, he didn't even start on the air. But I'll let him tell you that story later. He's got more special guests right now. Again, how many years, Brownie in the radio? Brownie on the radio right now. Call me to win. All right, Brownie, you're up.
Hello?
It's you, baby.
I didn't know you were throwing it to me. I'm sorry. Jay Garrison, God love him, he's got to be tearing his hair out at this point. It's just... Jay's our program director, and at this point, I think he's probably going to be gray as Obama by the time he gets done here this morning. I got a good buddy here, Jim Mansfield. How are you, rascal?
Hey, Brownie, I'm well. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. With the Muncie Visitors Bureau and kind of a few other things, bowling man extraordinaire.
Well, you know, had my hand in a few things over the years.
Hey, would you, we've done this before, but it's been a few years back. Would you share the story about the work call letters? Because I think that's really heartwarming that I was telling the gang in here a little while.
Well, I used to go Cincinnati. My family's from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we'd come back from those visits, I always knew I was close to home when I'd come up State Road 3, and I'd see the big WERK letters on the side of the building out there. So that's been a part of my life for all of 50 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And those letters were removed from that building and put in the studio. They were red at the time, and they had been given a chalk white finish and are in the studio right now. So those are special.
Yeah, I've followed those from South Muncie to west side of Muncie out here to Daleville. So.
Well, you know, okay, so I'm in this 50 years now, but it seems like that in that 50 years I've always been working with you. So how long have you been involved in all this stuff?
Well, more years than I care to admit.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out, my friend.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Wouldn't miss it for anything.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it a lot.
You know, I've got a little something here for you.
Cool.
Something for you to carry your money in.
Okay.
You know, I've seen you go to the bank with those brown papers.
Well, out, yeah.
But, you know, I know how much you love this community, so
yep.
We've got a
oh,
little...
Oh, look at that.
We got a little something for you.
Got me a Garfield. Says, yep. I love Muncie. That's great.
So... There you go, my friend.
That is great. You know, I appreciate that. One time when I was someplace, a young man came up and handed me a cartoon of Garfield signed by Jim Davis, and he said to Sarah and Brownie, Jim Davis, and it was because he listened to us on another radio station all the time.
Sure.
And he knew that kid was going to see me, so he had. So I still have that at home, so I'll put this with that.
Well, great, great. You know, Jim's been great to support not only the Muncie community, but, you know, at the Visitors Bureau, he's been very good to let us use Garfield as a marketing tool, so we really appreciate Jim.
You know, something else, too, I was talking real quickly. I was talking to Joe Moot from Great Destinations.
Yes.
And we were talking one day, and he is always busy because of people coming into the area to visit family and friends,
right,
and maybe convention meetings.
Correct.
Or something, to check out things that are going on in Muncie. And when you start talking about Minatrista and the visitor, or of course, the Visitors Bureau, but the planetarium, new planetarium, and Sarah and I go to that planetarium all the time. That's fabulous.
You know, there's so many attractions in Muncie that people just, quite frankly, aren't familiar with.
Yeah.
I mean, the Academy of Model Aeronautics.
Oh, that's huge.
You know, 170,000 members worldwide.
Yeah.
That come to Muncie, Indiana.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, there's just a lot to see and do in Muncie.
Absolutely. We just keep going and growing, man.
Yes, we do.
All right. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
Okay, Brownie. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Work FM.
And want to congratulate Susan Sawyer. Susan Sawyer winning Tasty Trivia. And she obviously had the correct answer that Brownie is celebrating his 50th year in radio today. So congratulations, Susan Sawyer of Anderson, for picking up the Mr. Happy Burger today for Tasty Trivia on Work FM.
It's that time of the year where there's a chance.
Huey Lewis in the news at 719, 104.9 Work FM, a very special day as we celebrate Brownie's 50th year in radio. Right now you can congratulate him on our Facebook page, facebook.com/workfm, or use the hashtag Brownie50 on Twitter. More special guests from the other side of the building.
All right, thanks. I've got a good buddy here. We go way back. Mr. Bruce Munson, how are you, buddy?
Mighty fine. How are you? I just wanted to salute you for your Forrest Gump-like presence throughout so much of human history.
Thank you so much. Bruce Munson and I, we have gone back. See, I think I was 19 when I started at LBC. You were, it was about 2 or 3 years later that you came in with some other guys, and Mr. Burton gave this will, I thought, and I, people laugh at me still for calling Don Burton Mr. Burton.
Uh-huh.
He will always be Mr. Burton,
sure,
to me, because he earned it. And I mean, he was a good man.
Yes,
and
was
an honorable man. And he gave you and a couple of other young lads the opportunity to have, I think it was an hour or 90 minutes on Saturday on the air. You could bring in your own music, put together your own program, but you needed to be chaperoned by an engineer.
By an adult, like Brownie.
That was me. And I drew Bruce Munson. They didn't have any idea what they were doing when they put the two of us together.
Clearly.
I mean, at the time, you had to read mortuary announcements and, you know, obituaries on the air, and we would refer to them as the stiff list, you know, and just a few little fun things like that.
That was a less enlightened era today.
Yes.
And there was a gentleman out there, I won't name him because some people remember him,
mm-hmm,
but this gentleman was we'll call him Mr. X. He was a practitioner of an alternative lifestyle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And at one point, he went on vacation. I was asked to fill in for him. I show up. I ask Brownie, Mr. X is on vacation. What do I need to do to fill in for him? And you said, well, for openers, you could skip around a lot. Do you remember that?
No.
Well, I'm telling you the truth.
that was me popping off. Oh, my Lord. I do remember this. We had a program director out there at the time. I don't know if you remember this or not. Bruce was working there, and this is when I thought, I want to be friends with this kid, because this guy, the program director, he was very full of himself, and the logo was Sound Radio WLBC, meaning sound, solid, and the sound of radio. Bruce said, Mr. X, what does sound radio mean? And he looked at Bruce and said, well, I would explain it to you, Bruce, but it would take a couple of hours. And he said, well, if it's going to take me, one of your announcers, 2 hours to understand it, how the hell's a listener supposed to understand it? And at that point, I thought, he's going to be my friend.
And that's why I'm not working there today.
That forever endeared me to Mr. Munson.
Well, it's amazing, though, that I've known you for most of those 50 years.
That's true.
And I'm certain know you for the next 50.
I want to, and we'll keep it going, buddy.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it, my
pleasure,
man. Work FM.
Facebook.com/WorkFM to congratulate Brownie on his 50 years in radio. 728, Jay from the Work Crew News on the way shortly, brought to you by Ivy Tech. But Brownie is ready with another guest.
Thank you, Jay. I've got a good buddy here who is... There are two people in this business that I have worked with that are at least like my nephews. One is Jay Garrison. They really is. He's more like a nephew to me. The other is this man, Leland Franklin. Leland, how are you?
I'm fine, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
By the way, I need to stop by the studio and get my Mr. Happy Burger. I really was. I was caller two.
Is that right?
I was caller two. I was like, Jay, pick up, Jay. I was caller two, but that's all right.
Well, you can verify. Mr. Happy Burger makes some bitchin' burgers, man. They're good.
When I'm out on the road, I always go with Mr. Oh, I'm sorry. I started going to a commercial.
Gosh, it's good to see. I have 50 years. Yeah, it doesn't seem possible. And Leland, you did news with me here and there and everywhere, half a dozen different states. And I remember I used to say, Leland, you magnificent idiot, how are you this morning?
Well, you know, it is funny. You do about everything. I think the only thing I never could do is play-by-play. Jay's brilliant at that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always like, number seven's got the ball. He's throwing it to four. Four is who? Oh, wait, that's something. I'm up and I never could do
that. It's funny that you say that because I told that very thing to Jay Garrison this morning, that my only bout with trying to do sports play was when I was in Amarillo and was doing color for the West Texas State Lady Buffaloes in a basketball game. And had it pointed out, you cannot say that the number 14 passed the ball to number 12.
No, you can't, and I could never do that. But I think for you over the years, I did about everything.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, you were always so much fun to work with. We were just a little bit apart in age, but I came out, right out of college, I was so excited to be, I'm in radio. And you said, yeah, this is how we do this here. And I was like, oh, this is great. And I remember, of course, Prairie Creek will always be the story.
That's the story I was going to ask you to relay.
Oh, my gosh. We had this big event at Prairie Creek, huge big thing.
Yep.
And then they said, well, bring a tent. Well, are we sleeping? So we all slept. The radio station, all the state people are sleeping on the beach at Prairie Creek.
In July.
But it got cold.
It got all the way down to about 80 degrees.
Yeah, if they could go ahead, if Muncie wants to go ahead, if Parks Department wants to send me the bill, we decided the best thing to burn would be snow fence.
No, you decided
Okay, I decided. I thought, you know, it's mighty cold out here. So if you go ahead and send us the bill for that. But we had more fun. It was one of those moments. And thankfully, when we all worked together, you kind of knew that it was special.
Oh, yeah.
And you tried to kind of hold on to that. Because I'd come out of a public radio background, right. So I had no listeners.
Yeah.
So I start working for you. It's like, people know who we are.
I know. It is. You're absolutely right. There are those pivotal moments in radio. We're very, very blessed with that. A lot of people don't get that, where you're doing your job, and people are responding, and you stand there, and all of a sudden you find yourself in the moment, you go, you know what, this is really cool, I'm lucky.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and you have always, and I've always said this, you are friends to both people on and off the air. I mean, you're just a heck of a nice person.
Thank you.
I'm not going to embarrass you. I did get, I did bring you a card.
Yes.
San Badani. I just really appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you very much,
Leland. It's a pleasure to stop by and wish you well.
I appreciate you coming by. I love you to death.
Same, buddy.
Work FM.
You know, you want a Mac guy.
740 on 104.9 Work FM. More from Brownie.
You're all right.
All right. Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it. It is 740. Got a guy here that I've met from time to time. One Mr. Brian Casey. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. 1988, I was 23, maybe 24. I'm not sure if it was before June or after June.
Yeah.
You hired me, man.
I did. Down at the country station.
Yeah.
Came in and told me, you know, I was teasing Brian earlier, and I said, he came in and said, hi, my name's Brian, I want to be a disc jockey.
No, it was like, hey, everybody, I'm Mr. Microphone, my name's Brian, can I work here? That was more like it, man.
Well, it probably was, but you know what, you did a good job for me, and you went from there.
Yes.
You know, it led to a pretty strong career in the Indianapolis market for several years and so on, now you're with us at Wolf Boom.
Yes.
So life is good. How long have you been in radio now?
33 years.
And you're still speaking to me.
I am. It's full circle. 1988, you hired me. Now we work just a plate of glass next to each other. We're opposite ends on the dial, but just a plate of glass, man.
That's separates true. Us. Yep. See each other every day.
Yeah.
And like me and Gaddis, we flip each other off every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Brownie's my personal coffee barista every morning.
That's
he
true.
Makes the coffee.
That's true. Because I can't drink your coffee. It's nasty.
Yeah, I suck at making coffee, that's for sure. I just started drinking coffee recently.
Well, thanks for sticking your head in. I know you got a radio show in there, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my Elton John song's about ready to run out.
All right, thanks, man. Work FM.
Guys, it's almost Valentine's.
104.9 Work FM, Jay from the Work Crew, and Paul Poteet. Brownie's down the way in the building celebrating 50 years of radio, Paul. Quite the milestone.
Well, it's quite the milestone that he stayed awake for his entire 50-year celebration so far this morning. I know older people like him need their naps from time to time. And so if you can, just keep him his feet elevated and keep his blood pressure down.
He deserved a better forecast for his 50th anniversary.
Well, I'm counting on something better for me. When we celebrate mine in about 12 years. I'm so old. If you are about ready to head out and you're a younger person, say, going to school this morning, slippery side streets, certainly a possibility. A frigid, flaky Friday. We had some snow showers overnight, and we really haven't had to deal with this much, and it's not very much, but we haven't had to deal with this much in the way of morning rush hour snow, in the last 3 weeks around here. High temps today will only be just below freezing, and we do expect a period or two of snow showers in the morning. It'll probably just be some flurries in the midday and early afternoon. We may get a few more snow showers as it exits this evening. And then tonight, a low in the mid-20s, some clearing. Tomorrow looks like the better of the weekend days. Still be a lot of clouds and maybe just a few flurries, high near freezing. But the higher chance of clouds and light snow comes Sunday, and we could even see up to an inch of accumulation from that. Well, that's still pretty low by January standards, but it's definitely gone back to winter. By Monday, some sunshine, and we could even hit 40 degrees by about Tuesday of next week. If you want to look into the future, I don't know, at Brownie's age, how far you want to look into the future. Oh, I'm sorry, is my microphone on?
Well, planning has begun for your 50th anniversary, Paul.
That's right. I will be there with bells and a hover round on.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, see ya. Bye.
The Ball State Federal Credit Union salutes the Ball State Difference Maker.
Don't forget, after 4 p.m. today, find out where the Work FM ticket flasher will be. Paul Poteet has that essential information for you. It'll also be posted on our Facebook and Twitter pages at Work FM. Your chance to pick up Third Eye Blind tickets for the show at White River State Park coming up on Sunday, July the 9th. The big day for Brownie, 50 years in radio. Back to the other side of the building with another special guest.
All right, thanks. I've got my buddy Joe Mook from Great Destinations here. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for the lovely weeds.
No, they're dried stiffles.
Is that what they are? a lovely arrangement if ever I saw one. But no, it's really special for everybody's been coming out being so nice, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much.
So happy to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we've got lots of things going on. We're getting ready to take a cruise before long.
We're into about our 50-day count now.
I know. I'm getting ready.
This is about 10 years now.
Yeah. Is it that many?
Yeah.
Have you already got another one dreamed up?
Hey, I'm working on it.
I knew you would. Well, I appreciate you coming out, Joe.
Well, we appreciate you, Brownie, and you put a smile on our face every morning. And, you know, you're involved in the community, and you just don't sit here and that voice on the radio. You're out there and showing your face.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Brownie.
Work FM.
Right at 8 o'clock. 104.9 Work FM. Today we're celebrating Brownie's 50 years in radio. Looks like we've got a phone call.
Hello, Brownie.
Stan?
Yes, Stan Sollers here from, of course, Indiana Public Radio, and I want to wish you a happy 50th anniversary for being on the air. My gosh, don't you get any time off 50 years straight? Yeah.
Well, I take a weekend off once in a while, but I have to admit that I jump up in the morning and I see what you're up to, because you're the only man that I know that can give the time as it's 6 2/3 minutes after the hour.
Well, you know, in public radio, we got to be as accurate as possible. And so, and then you get to play the music that everybody likes to hear, so it all works out.
It all works out. Stan, I really appreciate it, buddy, and I think the world of you.
Well, thank you. Likewise, Brownie, you've been a good source of laughter and just good times for me and so many thousands of other people here in this part of the state and beyond for years and years, and we just want you to do another 50 years.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and continued good health, my friend.
Thank you, and you as well.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
And more with Brownie and his special guest coming up. Work FM News, brought to you by the Meeks Mortuary in Muncie. 104.9 Work FM. At 8:16, Brownie celebrating 50 years in radio today. Jay from the work crew in studio. He's broadcasting from our conference room, a very official setup. You can see photos on our Facebook page, facebook.com/workfm. Video coming later, and a featured story at MuncieJournal.com. Brownie, you know you've made it when Mike Rhodes sets you up at Muncie Journal.
Man, I'm peeing in tall grass now, buddy. Thank you, Jay. And I've got one of my best friends in the whole world, Laura Williamson, with me from Muncie Civic. How are you, hon?
I am fabulous, and I am so happy to be here today. This is a really special day.
It is a special day. It really knocked me over because, obviously I'm aware when dates like that, significant dates, are burned into your brain like right. that. But, and so I knew this was the 50th, and I remember when I was coming in the door. I'm going to tell everybody what I have not said on the air, and that is that in the mornings, when I come to the building, I have always, when I get out of the car, when I'm walking toward the door, I cross myself, and it's a quick little prayer. Mm-hmm. Don't let me offend anybody, sure. and let everything go right for us today.
Oh, that's great.
And so I did that, and then I went to unlock the front door, and it was like, the door is unlocked. And then I could see that the alarm had been neutralized. And then I saw something at the front. What is that? And I opened the door, and there's all these pictures and balloons and stuff. It really knocked me over.
It's so cool.
It's been a lot of fun.
I think that's just fabulous.
50 years, it only seems like about five.
Isn't
it really
that
does.
Something? Goes so fast.
You
goes
can
so
relate fast. To this because mm-hmm. I've spoken so far this morning with Mayor Tyler, with Bruce Munson, mm-hmm. with Jim Mansfield, Mark DeFabio, different ones. Mm-hmm. That we, Steve Gaddis, mm-hmm. that when you're doing something that you really enjoy,
yes.
it the time is not a factor.
Isn't that amazing how that
yeah.
is? That
it's really like is. When you and I go on stage now,
yeah.
it's as much fun mm-hmm. as the first time I know either one of us ever went on
it's
stage.
It's magic, right?
And it's just as scary.
No, it's real.
It is. This is great.
Yeah. Well, you are our voice. You know, you when I'm driving down the road and I hear your voice, I just, you know, I think about living in Muncie, and this is our town, and you really represent that for so many of us.
That's very sweet. I appreciate that.
Very sincere.
I appreciate that, and I am so grateful and so thankful with what you and Chris, your husband Michael, different ones, and I'm going to forget people, and I don't mean to, but what the people as a whole have done with Muncie Civic Theater. And we ain't even getting started yet.
You know, we're on a trajectory that's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. It's a lot busy. But
I know. It's so real.
But Laura, thank you so much for coming out. I appreciate
Brownie,
it.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
heartfelt from so many of us at Muncie Civic Theater, the board, all of your friends, your volunteers, and we love you.
And we love you, too. Thank you so much. Work FM.
It is 8:31, 104.9 Work FM. News coming up. Brought to you by Right Way Collision Repair in Albany. Celebrating 50 years in radio is Steve Brownie Brown from the conference room. Brownie.
Thank you, Jay. I got another Jay here who happens to be Mr. Big Bucks, the boss, Jay Chapman, our CEO. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. Thanks, Brownie.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking part in all this. I really appreciate it. It's very
just before we came back from the song, you and I were talking about that, why people wanted to be here. And, you know, it is rare for any of us in this day and age to do something for 50 years.
Mm.
And I know you've always been passionate about broadcasting because for you it's been a way that you've given back to other people.
Mm.
And whether it's the little things with a zinger on the air in the morning or actually doing something that makes difference in the community. And so a lot of the people that you worked for and worked with over the years aren't here anymore. And so I'm taking the liberty right now, whether it was Don Burton or when you were down in Amarillo with KMEL,
I
think it was.
Mel Tellis.
At Carolinas or at MDH or working with Perry Griffith or the folks at Backyard. On behalf of all those people over the years, Brownie, and now as the guy who's your employer today, I want to thank you for everything that you've done. because being a broadcaster, you and I know what that means, and it means doing something where you give back to other people.
Yeah.
And I could not be more blessed to have the opportunity to work with you, and so thank you.
Well, you are very welcome, and thank you, because I told, when Leland Franklin was here earlier today, I told him, but Leland and I worked together at several different stations for several years, and he told me that he was glad he got the opportunity to meet you. And I told him, I said, well, this is the owner that everybody hopes that they get at one point or another in their career. We finally got a good one. Well, so thank you, too.
You know, so we're fortunate because this is all we ever wanted to do, and I. And the people that get into broadcasting and stay with it, they know how special it is because it gives you an opportunity to do something for other people. And it's really about serving people. And you've done that. From a very long time as a kid and as teens, walking in the door at WLBC and then all these other stations over the years.
Yeah.
So I said it a moment ago, but for everything that you've done over these 50 years and however long that you're going to be wanting to do this in the future, thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you, buddy. Oh, look, a cake. Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Brownie.
I got the whole herd out here now.
So, you know, I can just picture all the listeners on the air having no idea, because this is following true to form with one of your typical morning shows. Yeah. Nobody knows what's next. And that's the way it's been for you today.
Why start
all day long.
You
know, I hope people that have been listening today have really had the chance to enjoy it, because they don't know, but you've been on edge. If you do a good radio morning show, you know what's coming next. And you always do that every day. Today, you had no idea who was coming in next. And we've really enjoyed pimping you in that manner.
I know you have. I know you have, because, the trick is to make everything that happens sound like it's spontaneous. And today, it really is. So, you guys have blown me away. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I do want to say one thing, and I've told you this before, and I will tell the listeners this. I'm very fortunate from the standpoint. I remember very well the first day I walked in to WLBC. I remember it like it was last summer. And I remember that I was excited, and I was scared to death. But the excitement outweighed the fear, because I just thought that radio, this was the neatest thing in the world. When I walked in here this morning, I felt that same excitement. And for you to be able to enjoy doing something like that for half a century, that's pretty strong.
Well,
pretty strong.
You know, you've had a wonderful time here, I know, at work over the years, but all the radio stations that you've touched, what a great memory. And I think we mentioned a little bit earlier today, but please go out to the Work Facebook page. If there's a story that cannot be shared over the air, we encourage folks to put it out there, because there's a lot of things that you've done, and some of them would not be appropriate to cover on live radio.
There was the occasional mooning and things like that from time to time. There was one time, I will tell you this.
No, oh gosh, here we go.
At the WLBC building, there in the hallway, there is, at the end of the hallway, there is a ramp that goes down to where the sales area is. That used to be the TV studio. And what I and another guy would do in the mornings, they had those old mop buckets that were metal buckets, and they sat on these little dolly wheels. Remember, you set those on there? We would take that off and we would surf down that hill all the time. Before Mr. Burton got there, of course.
You know, and this coming from the guy who stuck his hand inside of a 25,000-watt transmitter and got zapped. So, you know, people will have a good understanding of all the things that you've done over the years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's this dark cloud, but anyway, but thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
Well, we've got certainly a great day ahead, and if people want to see some of the things that you've done, at least today, there's going to be pictures out on our Facebook page, and there will be one of your reflections in the Muncie Journal that you had put out there. And so, again, just thank you for everything that you've done, not just today, but all the 50 years prior.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm going to tell everybody what I told Jay. I appreciate you all doing this for me while I'm alive and understand it. This is Brownie, Work FM.
Winter has come.
Day 43, 104.9, Work FM. Big day for Brownie. He's eating cake right now, so we'll leave him be. Anyway, facebook.com/workfm to congratulate him. There's pictures on there from this morning, and more are coming, including some video. Be looking for that if you want to tweet at us, hashtag Brownie 50. 50 years in radio broadcasting for Steve Brownie Brown, and we're glad he's a part of the work crew.
With Dush.
It is right at 9 o'clock.
Here we go.
Oh. 104.9, Work FM, Jay from the Work Crew. And news coming up one more time, brought to you by Raymond James. Rob Taylor at Raymond James in Hartford City. Big day as Brownie celebrates 50 years in radio. One more time to the other side of the building.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Well, this has been a very, very great morning, very memorable, and very touching. It really has. And again, I'm not kidding. I'm glad you all told me about this before I die, instead of telling each other how much I meant to you. I've got a guy here that I've worked pretty closely with, and a gal that I've worked pretty closely with. Our chief engineer, Sean Mattingly. Sean, good morning, buddy.
Hey, morning, Brownie. Morning, Brownie.
Thanks for coming out.
Interesting you said that thing about dying.
Yeah.
I have here a two-part official proclamation, and we have written this on fine parchment paper.
All right.
It's in a long parchment scroll, as you can see. Part one says, the listeners in Radioland honor you and congratulate you on 50 years of making great radio. Steve Brownie Brown is a living legend, certainly being honored today while he is still alive and living, it says. Part two of this long proclamation, if you are still alive, sign here. And here. And here.
And here.
Thank you, Brownie.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Joe, we've got Joanne Robertson. Scoot on over here, hon.
Good morning.
Joe is what you call the traffic director. And for when I first got into radio, they introduced this one lady as a traffic director, and I thought, what are they talking about? Well, this is the lady that makes sure that you don't hear a Mancino's commercial back to back with a Bob Evans commercial. You know, because sponsors don't like that too much. So you've got your full play. But we've worked together for quite a while, and it goes back even further than that.
Yep, we're coming up on almost...
Scoot on up with your hand.
We're coming up on almost 20 years of working together,
yeah.
Which is kind of forever and ever. And
yeah.
Then we have some historical and family connections that right. go way back in the way back machine. My kid's grandpa worked with you a very long time
he
ago.
He did, Mike Robertson.
Good old Mike Roberts back in the 70s and
yeah.
80s. And
yeah.
lo and behold, along comes another generation, and we get to carry on another 20 years, which
yeah.
has been really special. And Brownie's wife,
yeah.
sweet Sarah... was a DJ here when I first started
mm-hmm.
long ago, and she taught me many of the things that you can and cannot say on the radio. We're going to let that go there, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we are. Yes, I remember your son's father sitting on my lap in the studio at another radio station, and one of his aunts, when their grandfather would bring them in. And then to put the icing on the cake, in the last production at Muncie Civic Theater with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, your oldest son, Tyler,
played
my son. So it's kind of interwoven. So
yeah, radio is a great tapestry of family.
Did he tell you about my conversation yet about, okay, sit down, take notes, here's how to tick off your mom?
we have a saying for the children in the rehearsals at Civic. We say, when Uncle Brownie tells a story, put on your, and this is a visual, so everybody take your hands and cover your ears, put on your earmuffs, and when the story concludes, you can take your hands away from your ears.
I like that. Thank you guys for coming out. Thank you, everybody, and I love you right back, every one of you. And I'm very grateful and very thankful that I can still do this. This is Work FM.
Raymond James is a prompt.